Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud, Chulin Kuf Yud. Chulin 110a, pagination is 219. We'll start on the sixth line regarding kechal, the udder of an animal, where we have an application of both meat and milk. And we said that the milk that's in an animal that's shecht, that did not come out during the lifetime, is not considered your classic milk in a biblical sense. Nevertheless, there were all kinds of rules, stringencies, that applied regarding kechal. The Gemara here says, V'rav bika matzah v'goda bogeder. Rav found an open field, and he made a fence, meaning he encountered a degree of lawlessness regarding the laws of milk and meat, and therefore he imposed something. And so, even though kechal, the udder, should be mutter, provided that you do the proper preparation, whatever the preparation is, you tear it open, you push it so that the milk is excreted, there's supposed to be a solution. But Rav went ahead and forbade it. De Rav ikla letataf talfush, he came to this place. Shama lahi itza, he overheard a woman de ka amra la chaverto. She was saying to her friend, Riva de Bisra, if I'm using this portion size of meat, kama chalba boi livshulai, how much milk do I have to put in the ingredients to get a good product? Omar, Rav said to himself, Lo gemiri, they don't know de basa b'chal of usser, that meat and milk is forbidden. She's asking the ingredients? Iakev. So he tarried, he stayed over there to get a foothold in town. Vika'osa luhu kachli, until he was able to get enough of a full foothold and enough of a respect that he was able to forbid the udder totally. And once he forbade it, the logic was that this was the pushback. They would start thinking, oh, it's milk and meat, and they would create a new custom and a new observance, and he would raise the standards. Back to norm. Milk and meat is forbidden. And these are the words, as Tosfos understands it, simply, Besura lo achli kachli. They don't eat the udder in Sura, in the place where Rav got his foothold. Let's move down to midway or just below midway on the page in the beginning of a line. Besura lo achli kachli. In Sura, they don't eat the udder. But in Pumpedisa, which is a different Babylonian city, achli kachli. They for sure eat it, whatever the proper preparation is, but you're allowed to eat that meat. To keep in mind that there are three major cities in Bavel that come up and are intrinsic to the tradition as it developed, eventually culminating in the Babylonian Talmud. So we have Pumpedisa that we just encountered allowed the Kchal. That's the place of Rav Yehuda, who's a student of the other two places and their rabbis that I'm going to mention. So moving from later in history forward, Nahardaa is the place of Shmuel, and Sura is the place of Rav. So we just mentioned that Sura, the place of Rav, he forbade the Kchal, and they're going to interface now with the students coming from the place called Pumpedisa that allowed the Kchal. So Rami Bar Tamri, to who Rami Bar Dikuli, this person, mi Pumpedisa, he's from Pumpedisa, ikla lesura, he came to Sura b'mala yom adikipuri, on the eve of Yom Kippur. So, besides the facts, there's a heightened level of religiosity. You're not expecting him to do anything that's in any way compromised. This is Erev Yom Kippur, which is going to just heighten the understanding, the impact of the following story. Afkinu kule alma likachlinhu. So everybody was dumping the kchal of the animal that they shechted. Apparently, in Surah, they shechted many animals on Erev Yom Kippur in order to eat generously. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur and the special meal. And they were very busy, and the kchal they would dump. They wouldn't eat it. This halacha shows up in the laws of Shechita in the siman on Osova Espino, whether we're concerned in the mitzvah not to shecht a parent and child animal on the same day, if we're concerned, if there's so many animals being shecht that we have to assume that the person buying an animal might be buying it for this purpose, and we have to keep track of the parent and the child. So the Taz there says that Erev Yom Kippur is not listed, even though people ate significant meals on Erev Yom Kippur, but it's not mentioned because they didn't typically shecht animals. They shecht birds for Erev Yom Kippur. Perhaps because it's the Yomim Noraim, in many communities, they didn't go ahead with animals. That's like over the top. Instead, they used birds. But in this particular city, apparently, there were a lot of animals that were being used, and they put the kchal out to trash. So this Rami Bar Tamri from Pumpadisa, he took all the kchals that were free. They were discarded. He took them and he ate them. So they apprehended him and they brought him to Rav Chista. We have a Jew in town who's doing the wrong thing. Amalei, so Rav Chista said to him, Amai ta'avid hachi, why did you do this? Amalei, he said, Mi'asud Rav Yehuda ana, I come from the city of Rav Yehuda of Pumpadisa. The ochel, and we eat kchal, whatever the preparation is, but it's not a problem. Amalei, so he said to him, V'leslech nosnum alav churim re'amokum sheyotzem misham chum re'amokum shalach l'sham. Don't you hold of the rule that you have to follow the local custom and you have to observe the stringencies of the place, and we have a stringency here. We don't eat kechal. That's the takona of Rav in Surah. Amalei, so Rami Bartami responded, Chutz l'tchum achal tinhu. I ate it outside of the tchum. I collected it from the city. But when I ate it, I was out of the boundaries of the city, and you have no complaints. So Rav Chista continues and says, Uvema tavasinhu, how did you roast it? Amalei, he answered, Bifurtsani, with some sort of grape product, the leftovers from the pressing. So he says, V'duma miyayinesachavya, weren't you worried that maybe it's non-kosher wine? And how could you use it? Amalei said, L'achashnimasachodeshavu. It was after 12 months. It's been discarded for a long time. And the rule is that at this point, it doesn't have the rule of yayinesach. It's all dry. V'duma digezelhava. So maybe it's theft. Maybe someone had it there and they were going to use it for firewood. Amalei said, Yish bailamava. It was quite clear that it was discarded and the people gave up. The kodchubuhu chilfi, because it already started sprouting vegetation and it's clearly not anybody's to claim. And we have such a case in Bab Metzia as well, in Elu Metzias, that once mold grows on it, it's clear that it's been discarded and forgotten about, and there's yush, and I can use it. So he explained his behavior regarding kchal. Rav Chista continues, Chazi delav manach tefillin. He noticed that he wasn't wearing tefillin, and in their time it was common to wear tefillin much of the day. Amalei, my time of the manchas tefillin, why aren't you wearing tefillin? Amalei, he said, Cholema ayimu. I have a loose stomach, I'm not able to wear tefillin the entire day. Vam Rav Yehuda, Cholema ayim potem in a tefillin. Rav Yehuda taught that a person with a bad stomach doesn't put on tefillin because he can't keep gufnaki, a clean body. Chazed lava karami chuti. He noticed that he doesn't have tzitzis, the threads. Amalei said, "My time less lachuti. Why don't you have tzitzis on?" Amalei talis shulohi. He said, "It's a borrowed talis." Va'amar Rav Yehuda, talis shulah koshloshim yom petura menat tzitzis. For the first 30 days, you don't have to put on tzitzis if it's borrowed. After 30 days, it looks like it's yours. Different rule, but for the first 30 days, it's borrowed. You don't have to put on tzitzis. It's not yours. Doesn't have the mitzvah. Adahochi, meanwhile, Ayesu Allahu Gavra, they brought in a different person. The Lava Moker Avua V'ime, he wasn't honoring his parents. So they wanted to pressure him in Bezdin to do what's right, to honor his parents. Kafsuhu, they tied him up. They were going to give him a beating. Amaluhu, so Rami Bar Tamri says, Shavku, let him go. Detanya, because we have a braisa. Kol mitzvah saseh she matan schara betzida. If the reward is written by the mitzvah, which kibud aveim is lema'an ya'arichun yamecha, you should have length of days. Ein bezdin shalamata muzarim alea. The earthly bezdin doesn't have to get involved. If he doesn't want to listen to what it says in the Torah, and it clearly says it's a reward, then that's his problem. We don't meddle in such a thing. Amalei, so Rav Chista said to him, Chazino lach techarif as tuva. I see that you're very sharp. You know your stuff. Amalei, he said back, I have a spa'asid Rav Yehuda. If you would be in the place of Rav Yehuda and Pumpadisa, achavino lach hurfoy, I'll show you sharp people. I'm just a drop compared to them, he's commenting. This expression, charifa, really sharp, so indeed, Rav Yehuda is referred to as Shinina, the sharp one, from the word shein, a tooth. That's remarkable feature is that it's sharp and it's able to work like a knife on food. In fact, we have the word Vishinantam Levanecha. You should teach it, Torah, to your children. In the first parasha of Shema, is Mechudadim Beficha. How do you teach it? You should teach it to the point that it's sharp in their understanding. They're able to be precise. That's vishinantam, mechudadim beficha. It should be sharp. So in any case, we have this concept that Rav asert chal in surah, and indeed there's a rule that if you come to a different person's location, even if you personally are not strict, but if that's the universal understanding in the place you are now, you have to observe it. That's similar to the rule that we have that a person who's Israeli on second day Yom Tov outside of Eretz Yisrael has to observe, at least to appearances' sake, he has to observe the mitzvahs of second day Yom Tov in a way that doesn't cause a weakening outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though he argues, well, I know which day is the real Yom Tov, and I observe the real Yom Tov, and he's got his whole understanding that's correct in Eretz Yisrael. That's the custom in Eretz Yisrael. But the custom outside of Eretz Yisrael, we also know which day is Yom Tov. We also have calendars, but this is our custom. We have a takana outside of Eretz Yisrael, you observe 2 days, and they're bound by that. And Rami Bar Tamri went ahead and took the chal from the place that it's aser, walked out of the boundaries to an area that's not in the obligation, because different regions in Bavel observe differently. You can't just go out of the tchum in Chutz La'aretz and not be bound, because everywhere is bound. Chutz La'aretz. But in Bavel, regarding the Kral, not everywhere was bound, so he just walked out of the tchum of Rav's city, and he was able to eat it, and he was meticulous what he did, how he did it, and in fact, the other things that Rav Chista called him upon, he explained, and he even critiqued something that they were going to implement regarding this person who was delinquent in Kibbud Ava'im, and explained that it was inappropriate. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.